Hi, Becky. How are you?
I'm good. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. Becky Lynch is the Irish last kicker. Going to be in the iWireless Center this weekend, Saturday night. The road to WrestleMania is coming to Moline. How are you today?
I'm doing good. I'm just here at SmackDown Live preparing to hammer some ladies.
That sounds great. A couple questions for you. How did you get into wrestling?
So that's a bit of a longer story. So I started when I was 15. I had always watched it when I was a little kid. But I had no ambitions of ever being a professional wrestler. That seemed far too out of the realm of my imagination even. So my brother was going to go over to England, and he was going to train over there because that was the only place that they had a wrestling school. And I was a little chubby kid. I was feeling tiny. I didn't want to do anything. I just refused to run in general. And at that time, at 15, I decided that, you know, I should turn my life around and I should get fit and I should get active. And I didn't really want to join a gym because I was kind of an alternative kid. So I decided that I would join kickboxing. And then when my brother found out about the, or said that he was going over to England to go to a wrestling school, I was like, well, that's so cool. I would love to do that. But I thought there was no way my mom was going to let me ship off and go off to England and do that. So then we found out that Finn Balor, the former Universal Champion, was going to open up a school in about an hour from us in Bray, County Wicklow. So with that, as soon as I heard it, I was like, oh, I'm there. And it was like it was within a week of my brother wanting to go to England and that all this happened. So it was like right quick, didn't even have any time to think about it. And then I went and I just fell in love with it. I was terrible, but I fell in love with it.
When you were watching wrestling as a kid, were you watching American wrestling or did you have something different over in Ireland?
No, I was watching WWF.
Okay. Who was some of your favorites?
I loved Hulk Hogan.
Yeah.
When I was like a little kid, that was my favorite. That was my be all and end all. Mm-hmm. And then when I got a little bit older and it was around the Attitude era, I loved Mick Foley. I thought he was great. I felt so sorry for him. I always wanted to know what he had to say. I loved Perry Saturn. I loved Dean Malenko. I loved Eddie Guerrero. There's so many people. And I loved Lita because I was like, oh, she's cool. She's spunky. So I loved her. And I could relate to her more than I could the other girls. So that was who I liked.
Male, female, dead or alive, if you could pick somebody to be in the ring with, who would you pick?
Probably Shawn Michaels.
Shawn Michaels? And do you think that, do you say that because your style of wrestling would match well with his? Or why do you pick him?
I think so. And he's so charismatic, isn't he? And he's the heartbreak kid, and I think I'm the arm break kid, so that would work out wonderfully.
That sounds awesome.
Arms versus arms.
Becky, we look very much forward to seeing you this Saturday. We've got the Fatal 4-Way match for the WWE Championship as the main event. Who do you think is going to win this baby? You think it's going to be Baron Corbin, AJ Styles, Bray Wyatt, John Cena? Who's your pick?
Well, I'm going to go with Bray Wyatt, I think, because he just won that championship. He's going to be holding on to it for dear life. But I think I would like to see AJ Styles.
And do you know who you're going to be taking on Saturday? Do we know that far in advance?
I believe it will be a 6-woman tag match with myself, Tamina, and Nikki Bella versus Alexa, Carmella, and Natty.
That's going to be amazing. The WWE Live Road to WrestleMania comes to the iWireless Center this Saturday. Becky Lynch, thank you so much for taking the time to talk with me.
Thank you very much for having me on.
You have a great day. We'll see you Saturday.
You too. All the best.
All right, bye-bye.